Okay, I was thinking to do this video while I'm outside because I haven't find time to go back, and since it's announced today the clawback, so the subsidies clawback for the BTO flat, so I thought of like just doing a short video. So anyway, I already explained my views of this like BTO, new BTO Prime and Plus in a lot of videos, and I also went through a lot of details in my Telegram group, so I'm just going to sum it up. So Plus and Prime already released today, okay? Number one thing that we need to take note is the clawback. The clawback that I see was, I think, 6% onwards to 9%. I may not be correct, but I saw the highest is 9%, okay? Means next time when you sell, you need to give back the government 9%, if I'm not wrong. If I'm wrong, you can leave a comment below. Second thing is, even in the resale market, there's income ceiling. Okay, the income ceiling is 14,000. Amazing. Okay, third one, no need to say, like everyone also know, MOP 10 years. Okay, MOP 10 years. Then I also saw inside is they cannot rent out the whole unit. Okay, I don't know whether it is Prime or Plus, they cannot rent out the whole unit. Another thing I saw is the wait out period for Prime has to be 30 months. Okay, means let's say I'm a private property owner. Okay, I sell my property owner away. Then my income is below 14K. Everything also okay, but I need to wait 30 months before I can enter to the Prime resale, the Prime BTO flat in the resale market. Okay, so I don't know if you guys understand. I already explained my stand. I just want to give all the details. And since one of the viewers, very nice, they share the subsidized clawback. The subsidized clawback rate to me, and I already got the answer, is 9%, which is for the most expensive one, the Prime one. So that's it lah. I already share my views. I just have to say that wow, but I feel that I'm 101% supportive of what the government is doing, because this is a corrective measure to prevent another pop of gold effect in the next 5 to 10 years when all these units starts to MOP. Okay, so I think this is a good way to protect the BTO market as well as the resale market as well as the HDB market. Okay, so thank you, hit the like button, subscribe button, and see you in the next episode, and bye bye.